With me today is Leon. Leon has a very debilitating problem, chronic fatigue syndrome, and I'll let Leon tell his story. How did it all get started? You started actually with like an accident in 1989, right?
Yes, I had a minor car accident in 1989. I hit my head on the steering wheel with a slight whiplash.
And then after that?
After that, with no tie into the accident, I had a skin rash, and I went to my family doctor, my wife's doctor, and to look at the skin rash.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was there, the doctor said, "Well, by the way, how are you feeling otherwise?" And I told him about some abdominal pain and a stomach pain.
Mm-hmm.
And he recommended that I go to have a endoscopy,
mm-hmm,
to look in the stomach to check for an ulcer. And we, after the procedure was over, I had a reaction to the spray medicine that put in my throat, and my heart stopped. I spent 3 days in intensive care.
How long after the spray, the procedure, did your heart stop?
After the procedure, I was wheeled back into the room, the hospital room, and the reaction started within half an hour from the time I finished the procedure.
What happened?
It appears that I had a reaction to the spray, and I stopped breathing. My heart stopped. They took me into the intensive care room where I spent Friday, Saturday, and most of the day Sunday being monitored 24 hours.
Mm. Then after you get discharged, what happened then?
Basically, being the type of person I was, I went back to work the next day to continue my work. And then as the time went on, I noticed additional problems and symptoms that I never had before, of sweating, leg pains, sore throats, fatigue, headaches, the mind fog, dizziness, all the symptoms that they associated with chronic fatigue syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what we did not say is that you have always been a very hard-working person and very responsible person. You were the manager of a company. And can you tell us a little about that? Because I tell you that is what caused your problem.
Yes. All the jobs that I've had have been highly stressed jobs. I was a service manager for an air conditioning company with up to 15 employees out in the field, high stress. I always felt that I had to accomplish everything. I was the type of person that couldn't say no when, mm-hmm, somebody asked for help. And I think that was part of the problem with the high stress.
Yeah. I just wanted to let you know that that is really the underlying cause of the problem, plus the bad nutrition you're eating. The endoscopy and the anesthetic reaction is just the thing that sets it off.
The trigger. That's what I've explained.
Yeah.
That was a trigger to show me the ailments.
Right.
I believe the nutrition, the lack of proper nutrition, and the hard work schedule.
Right. The
not
stress.
Drinking enough water.
Yes.
Those kind of things were.
Okay. So after you, who make the diagnosis of chronic fatigue syndrome?
My family doctor made the diagnosis after years of eliminating possibilities of other illnesses, diagnosed me with a chronic fatigue syndrome,
okay,
and irritable bowel syndrome.
Well, then what he did for you?
He basically gave me some muscle relaxers, antidepressants.
That's not going to help the symptom of fatigue and all the rest of stuff?
No, that did. The antidepressants helped some. And my concern was, and I asked him, I said, what are we doing, just masking?
Yes.
The problem, is it going to get worse? That was my concern.
So what did he say?
He said that this was all that the medical profession knew to do, is to give a pill or medication for the symptoms.
Then later on you go to some other specialist?
Then, yes. Once I had a definition of chronic fatigue syndrome, then I identified a doctor who was recommended in this area as the chronic fatigue specialist, and I went through his procedures of, and I kind of liked his procedure. Was he used a lot of alternate medicines, natural medicine supplements.
He's the one that died while you were going to him?
Yes, as I was, he sent me for a lot of the tests, the brain spec, to see the blood flow in my head, MRIs, x-rays of my abdomen, and he was going to put all the test results and look for a treatment program, and he was very ill, and he eventually died. And then I continued to see his wife, who was working out of the same office.
How old were he when he died?
He was in his 40s.
That doesn't sound too good, okay?
No.
You're kidding? For somebody who doesn't even know how to take care of himself.
Yes.
Maybe the supplement he was taking are not the right thing to do.
Well, they wouldn't explain to me exactly what the cause of his death was. They said it was a liver disorder, but they wouldn't tell me what it was.
Okay, liver disorder means that all those individual active ingredient component therapy, you actually harm the liver. Now, compared to what I'm using, I use only whole food product that is what nature uses. No synthetic material, not even phytonutrients and stuff like this. Yeah.
Well, after I quit seeing him, I went to another doctor who was supposed to be an expert. He's written 5 books and is going to cure most of these diseases using pharmaceuticals.
Yes.
And I had some temporary relief from some of the pills that he gave me, but I went through a lot of things that were a little concerning to me, like the injecting myself with lidocaine into my muscles to relieve the muscle pain, which I didn't know if the side effects were going to be worse than the cure.
Yes.
I quit his program when he got to the point where all he could offer me was a trial program of hypnotic drugs, opium-based.
So what had improved all the fatigue syndrome, the abdominal pain, the headaches, and the muscle pain? What have you improved? Any of this improved?
Well, up to that point, none of it had improved. I have changed my lifestyle. I changed my eating habits.
You went to another one, right? You went to another one from UC Irvine.
Yes, and after I saw this doctor use the pharmaceuticals, I saw an article regarding the original doctor that I tried to see, who was from UCI, who had these nutrient program supplements that were supposed to cure chronic fatigue. And since he was one of the top researchers in the country,
yes,
I went back to his program and went through the the glyconutrient
know what he used. Yeah,
yeah, products. And I was on those for a year or so, and with no improvement. It didn't help my sleeping.
And this one is a famous researcher that had done a lot of work.
Yes.
And so well-known. Yeah, didn't do any good.
A well-known researcher and in the chronic fatigue area, specialized in this with fibromyalgia.
And your pain is just as bad as before.
My pain was just as bad as before.
No relief.
No relief at all.
Okay, yeah. And then you start doing something yourself.
Well, I've continued to read books and look at any alternatives. I've tried to improve my eating habits. I've reduced my stress by taking a job where there's It's down by the ocean.
Very smart. So what happened? Did you feel any better?
I feel better. I feel like it's been a gradual improvement, but there is still a serious problem with the pain in my abdomen and a lack of sleep, no energy.
Mm.
I feel like I'm just struggling to make it through each day.
Mm. But in any case, of all the things that you try, the three specialists, your family doctor, and yourself, you get the best improvement from yourself.
I got the best improvement from myself.
You just apply for a license to be the chronic fatigue specialist because you're getting better than all these other experts.
Well, I think as most patients learn, they know their body or how they're feeling themselves.
That's one thing about conventional doctors. They never listen. They don't, when their method fail, they discount what the patient's complaint is.
Right.
Because, no, they only want their method to be the right one. They don't care what the patient feels. Anyway, then how do you find out about me?
Well, actually, by doing a lot of reading and watching news articles. I saw an article regarding your practice about 4 years ago.
Mm.
But I was going through the conventional medicine approach
mm.
at that time, and one of the things they tell me to do is follow my procedure until it's finished, else you're not going to have the results. So I didn't want to have multiple treatments going on.
Yes.
But after reading an article in the Orange County Register
mm-hmm.
regarding the pain treatment that you offered, I decided to, and I like some of the methods that you outlined on your webpage,
mm-hmm.
that I decided to come see you.
Okay. What happened after my first treatment?
After the first treatment, I had I could feel relief from the symptoms. The abdominal pain.
One treatment.
Just one treatment.
So you never had any relief with anybody else?
No, I didn't have any relief from anybody else.
Yeah, you better tell people that I'm not buying you to say this here.
No, there is no incentive for me to say this, except I would like to share the information with other people.
Great.
Now
let's see how many treatments you have so far. Can you give us a little progress on, one, two, probably three, four treatments.
I think this is the fourth treatment.
Yes. Uh-huh. So how have your progress with other symptoms goes? Fatigue, insomnia, abdominal pain, headaches, energy.
Well, I feel like I'm getting stronger.
Yes.
You're
definitely a lot stronger.
Remember
we did the test on you, the kinesiology test. You had no muscle strength on your pinch, on your thumb and the third finger. No, none. Okay.
Right.
Oh, very little. Okay.
Very little.
But today, look at how strong your finger is.
And I feel stronger, and I haven't gotten any relief from the sleep.
You did a couple of days ago?
I did. Yeah, I did one day. I got a couple more hours sleep, and I felt a lot better.
Yeah, you will.
But the strength is not coming from all of a sudden being able to sleep for 8 hours. The strength is coming from the other treatments and the supplements that I'm getting.
Yeah, we'll work on it. And in fact, like I say, every time I see your face, I can tell how much pain you have.
Yes, I feel more relaxed. The body pain is not as, my body feels more together.
Yes.
Not isolated in sections of pain.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is only four treatments. You know what we're going to do? You want to make any other comments on your previous treatment with compared to mine?
Well, I think this treatment shows immediate results. When I leave your office, I feel better.
Every time.
Every time.
Yes. And right now you can definitely feel a difference between this time and before your first treatment.
Yes, I feel much better compared to before I started the treatments.
Mm-hmm.
Gradually, each treatment has made me feel a little better, and now I feel better than I have in quite some time.
How about emotionally? You feel any difference?
Emotionally, I feel better. It's a relief to know that there is a cure.
I told you about another patient who had it chronic, who had it all his life, 50 some years, and he's been cured. The last year, right now he doesn't really need my treatment. He's just like a normal person, no fatigue, and in fact, no infection for the whole year last year. He always have infection two or three times a year, sinus congestion all the time. He doesn't have that anymore. That's after 50 years. And I gave you that number for you to call them, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll do another follow-up interview on you maybe a couple months later and see how you progress.
Okay.
And thanks very much
for
your...
I look forward to it.
Yeah, thanks very much for the interview.
Mm-hmm.